This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The biggest concert event in the world is coming to the city of New Orleans, not for one night, not for two nights, but three nights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're one of just about a dozen or so cities that host Taylor Swift for a three-night event, which means a lot of moving parts, a lot of things need to come together, and a lot of challenges. Here to talk to us about some of that is James DeMeo, event security expert. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the conversation.
James, I got to imagine, you know, you're an expert in this. You don't see many events quite like this. In fact, I was thinking in my adult years, I just simply don't remember one.
Yeah, this is real exciting, obviously, for the city of New Orleans. They will definitely be ready based on their previous experiences, obviously, with Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl. But, you know, looking at this holistically from a security standpoint, the need to obviously get out in front of any potential challenges is paramount, you know, based on the multitude of security and cyber-related threats that exist within sports security.
Yeah, I mean, the nature of providing security for just about anything, a small event, medium-sized, large event, has changed. And in light of the most recent political events at some of the Trump rallies, even more so, right?
We look at, obviously, geopolitical divisiveness, domestic and internationally, but just being cognizant of, as you mentioned, the political climate is key for those entrusted with duty of care for safeguarding these types of events. So obviously the world is watching, but it's paramount that obviously the city of New Orleans and Homeland Security, Joint Terrorism Task Force, all those folks are having timely conversations right now as we speak in preparation for Friday evening.
We had the occasion of having Chief Ann Kirkpatrick on earlier in the show this morning. We talked about the Taylor Swift security plan and bringing together not only the members of the NOPD, but a lot of different other law enforcement agencies that have jurisdiction within the confines of the city of New Orleans and throughout the surrounding area, number of task forces coming in. The more she talked about it, the more I felt at ease that they're on top of this. I knew they would be because they're used to doing these kind of events. And that plays a big, big part when you talk about familiarity, in dealing with other agencies as they come in to assist.
Yeah, I certainly agree. And we look at, obviously, Taylor Swift, the terror incident that was thwarted in Vienna, Austria, in August. So obviously the international, that was a win for the international security and intelligence community. So learning our lessons from Austria, obviously her successes in Miami Gardens and moving forward, sharing that information, you know, with the individuals, as I've mentioned, that are safeguarding the event, the events Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is paramount. Again, protecting large groups of people in densely populated areas. We're looking at the demographics of the patrons that will be coming out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're looking at teenagers and parents. So we have to be mindful of the type of crowds that come and obviously the information sharing that exists between the governmental stakeholders overseeing this event.
James, have you had an occasion to talk to folks in the aftermath of a Taylor Swift concert as to what their experience was?
Well, based on my consulting and certainly my work with Tulane University and higher ed, you know, we look at the sharing of best practices and after action. So there are previous incidents that we learn our lessons from, unfortunately. So whether that's obviously Travis Scott with Astroworld or, you know, obviously the Manchester Arena, the IED bomber at the Ariana Grande concert, obviously the Vegas shooting, which is the Black Swan incident and aerial assault. So these are all types of challenges that we learn from. And as long as we share our information in a timely manner, we utilize technologies within the space, and that's, you know, examples being biometrics and iris scans and license plate reader technologies and responsible social media monitoring by law enforcement. These, along with physical security measures, really bolster the space.
Yeah, it's interesting the role that technology plays in making sure that you leverage that to your advantage as much as possible.
Yes, I agree. And certainly an educated patron or a fan is a smart one. So, you know, credit to the city of New Orleans. They're through public service announcements, they're getting the information out ahead of schedule, meaning codes of conduct, meaning public service announcements. And obviously the fans can do their part by, you know, see something, say something, their own situational awareness, letting somebody know within the space if something doesn't feel right, doesn't sense right, to let somebody know in the interest of public safety that it doesn't feel right to them.
It probably doesn't hurt either that the city and all of these agencies are communicating, working together in preparation for the Super Bowl, because that creates a more recent familiarity with one another. And I always said that makes things a whole lot easier.
It certainly does. And certainly, you know, what you do in practice is what you'll do. I spent 21 years in law enforcement, you know, on Long Island with the Nassau County Police Department prior to, you know, transitioning into sports security. And my experience, you know, working venues is information sharing. It's certainly practice. And obviously their actions have to be reasonable and necessary. But, you know, with the experience from this Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl, they'll be ready. They have the resources. They have the technologies in place. And as Ed mentioned, it's up to the fans to really let someone in a position of authority know that something is not right. Again, the mantras of see something, say something are so important with these types of mega events.
And there's also, and Chief Kirkpatrick mentioned this earlier about personal responsibility, you know, to be aware of your surroundings and to not just show up, but to show up and pay attention.
Pay attention to the world around you. Again, it's called personal situational awareness, fully charged cell phones, knowing where you've parked your vehicle. Obviously, traveling in groups is always strength in numbers. And knowing how you got in the venue and obviously how you'll get out. Obviously, if there's some type of true emergency situation. But to get out in front of that, to understand exactly what your pre-planned response is and to work with, obviously, the first responders in the space is key for making it a safe and enjoyable event.
It's always amazing to me, you know, going to football games, it doesn't matter what arena you go to. I always make a habit of trying to figure out where my seats are and where's the best entry level into the facility. How many people don't do that? They just show up and they're like wandering around looking for somebody to explain where they should go. I never thought that was a good plan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you want to operate from a position of strength, you don't want to follow the frenzy, fearful crowd because they don't have a plan in place. So to obviously, you know, look at security and your own personal safety from, you know, a knowledge-based empowerment, you know, model is definitely key to getting out in front of these types of challenges.
And James, separate and apart from going to an event, these are always sound practices just going to and from your home, right? Or to and from the grocery store or the mall or wherever.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the world, you know, we're living in this age of disruption, both domestically and internationally, but understanding, as they've mentioned, whether it's special events, places of worship, you know, obviously corporate centers, knowing, you know, again, your situational awareness is key. Fully charged cell phones, you know, obviously living in New Orleans, you deal with a lot of the severe and inclement weather. So that's another type of scenario that could take place, you know, this upcoming weekend. But knowing how to deal with these types of challenges, again, helps the individual and families operate from a position of strength.
James, recently there was a report that was issued as it relates to the Butler rally. And it seems to me, as I kind of was perusing through some of the report, that a lot of agencies that are charged with a lot of responsibilities, there seem to be a level of complacency that is set in. I guess when you go for many, many years without a challenge, and as you point out, not really remembering some of the stuff in the near past and some of the stuff that's gone on overseas, complacency is, you know, something that can really erode confidence in an organization and confidence in their planning and the like. And typically, I think, has led in many occasions to really ugly outcomes. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we look at safeguarding events, you know, it is sports security has become a highly specialized niche in today's, you know, multi-billion-dollar juggernaut sports and entertainment industry. So looking at safeguarding events, we don't want to be complacent. You know, lessons learned, sharing of best practices, practice, you know, red teams, computer simulations, tabletops. These are all the things that the folks are doing inside stadiums, venues, and arenas, or at least they should be doing proactively, and that would include, you know, conducting risk assessments on exterior perimeters, again, that tend to present as softer targets. So you can imagine the clear bag policy Friday night, the patrons are going in, but those spaces just outside the ingress are concerning because they are prime targets for terrorist strikes. So complacency will not suffice during major disruption, and certainly, you know, practicing and sharing, you know, best practices and lessons learned is paramount for, you know, again, the key governmental stakeholders overseeing these spaces.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, and if you view the event, the world, your home as a series of concentric circles, and the more as you move out and there's more enhancement of security there, that makes the next concentric circle the vulnerable spot, right? So there's always got to be an eye on it.
It does, and you're absolutely right. So if you look at the Superdome, you talk about concentric circles of security. You know, it's the technologies from inside the command center. That would include access control and CC television and biometrics, as I mentioned, to the middle circle, if you will, and that's the ingress, the clear bag policy as the fans are entering the venue. And then we look at the outer perimeter, which, again, we look at, you know, potential for, you know, obviously, the vehicles as weapons, because the Superdome is located in an urban center, so we have to be mindful that a bad actor could use a weapon nefariously to run into crowds. So those are, again, those exterior perimeters outside, you know, we mentioned the concentric circles, but on the outer side that flow into, you know, the French Quarter, and obviously those business improvement districts that tend to be vulnerable, and we have to be cognizant from a sports security standpoint to monitor them proactively.
So, James, I've been asking all my guests, are you a Swiftie?
I am not a Swiftie, but I am. I'm intrigued by the phenomena that surrounds the Taylor Swift effect and how that impacts not only this conversation, but the roles of sport venue risk managers and the roles of, you know, obviously everyone. You know, you mentioned earlier interchangeable parts, but lots of moving parts in looking at, you know, I find it fascinating to see how these parts come together to keep people safe, but also to provide a safe and enjoyable experience.
And what's also amazing to me is the economic impact. We've had a couple of economists on. It's just, it's mind-boggling when you think about it. And that's why I just can't ever remember any. And I may be wrong, and I'm sure if I am, somebody's going to correct me. Any other band having the economic impact that she's having on so many different communities that she's visiting on her tour?
It's tremendous. And you look at hospitality tourism, you look at obviously the average price just to get in the building is well over $1,000. Now, that may lower between now and concert time. But, yeah, it is a tremendous economic boon. But we have to balance the goals of sport marketers with the goals of preventing bad things from happening at stadiums, venues, and arenas. And no venue, whether it's the Superdome or any venue where there is an event of this magnitude, wants to be known as a venue that skimps on security. So there is definitely a nexus between the marketing piece and all the money that will be made from this type of mega event. And, again, you know, reducing those types of risks to prevent any venue for being known as, you know, that venue if something terribly goes wrong.
You know, media response to this sometimes has been kind of spotty, where they don't recognize that Security plans are all about minimizing as much risk as possible. It's really not about elimination of risk, because that doesn't happen. It's just because of the human capital involved and everything else, you have all these moving parts. You're never going to eliminate all risk. It's creating the highest amount of minimization as possible, right?
Well, again, I mean, you're right. And unfortunately, nobody bats 1,000% in the sports security industry, whether that's, the Super Bowl, and obviously fans have gotten on the field the past couple of years. So you can have all the resources in the world, but like you've mentioned, we have to factor in the human element, where security guards and officers may let their guard down momentarily, and now all of a sudden, fan is on the field and it becomes a viral moment on social media. So we have to be mindful that, we do the best we can with the resources. We mitigate risk to the greatest degree possible. And we certainly try to create that harmonious balance between, obviously, a safe and enjoyable environment without, obviously being overzealous and creating a police state. So that's really the goal of the events coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but to find that balance, to make sure everyone has a great time and gets home safely.
Absolutely. James DeMeo, thank you so much for joining us, event security expert. Love having you on the show today, and have a great week.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the conversation. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We got a few minutes when we come back. We'd love to go to the talk lines. Give us a shout. We can talk about anything that you desire. We will be right back. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.